You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
15 down, 15 wins, one left to go.
Finally.
It was an embarrassing loss on Monday night for the Avs, but they bounced back last night on the road in Tampa, won in overtime. The coach of the Lightning started whining to the officials that the Avs had too many men on the ice during the winning goal, but the officiating crew told him to shut it.
Shut your mouth.
And they gave the win to the Avs.
It's pretty cool.
The actual audio from the winning goal is hilarious because one of the announcers didn't see it go in. He's like, where's the puck?
Here, I got it. I got sports guy yelling
Let's
at us
it.
Here.
Now some Kadri inside the circle. Kadri! Where's the puck? How did that not go in?
It did.
It did?
It did.
It did! He scores! Nazem Kadri! Yeah. The Kadri man can! I don't believe it!
Oh, yeah.
It sticks in the top of the net!
That's what
it
happened.
It sticks in the top of the net! The Avalanche will go back to the Mile High City with a chance to win their third Stanley Cup.
Yeah. Like the other guy, he's just kind of like, yeah, but it's right there. I see it.
Where's the puck? Where's the puck?
Why is it so funny?
It's just funny.
So funny.
But I
all
still
right.
think his sidekick announcer guy is
Where's that
like,
it's,
I think
How did that not go in?
It did.
It did.
It did.
It did.
It's
there.
I see. It did.
Ball Arena tomorrow night. And the big party across the street at the Tivoli Quad at Auraria. So fun in downtown Denver. Oh, the Rockies lost again in Miami last night.
They'll
try again this morning. First pitch is just after 10 a.m. Denver time. That's early.
Oh, wow.
After dangerous flooding washed out some of the roads inside the park, Yellowstone had a partial reopening yesterday, Jeremy. And
good.
Thousands of cars created a backup more than a mile long to get inside to see Old Faithful.
Did you see the story about the guy that drove his Tesla in and he parked on some little side road or whatever, and then all hell broke loose with the flooding and everything, and essentially it like created a circle around his Tesla and there's like no road out? And they say they don't know when they'll get the roads repaired and when this guy can get his car out, and if he wants it airlifted out, it's $60,000.
Well, he's got a Tesla. He's probably got that money.
Just go buy a new one. Go buy another
That's
one.
Walking around money for him.
But, yeah, it could be up to a year, they said, before this guy can get his car out.
They have to build a bridge to his car. That's hilarious.
Isn't that crazy? That would suck.
Next time you go swimming, make sure you keep your mouth closed. 6% of people said it's totally fine to urinate in a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
The story actually had more stats along with it, but that's all you need to know. If 6% are admitting it, it's probably more like
56%.
Yeah, so.
Everybody's peeing in it. You don't even have to be swimming. You just walk over and pee in it.
Yeah, see if you can. Yeah, do it off of the second floor balcony of the motel.
Everybody does it.
So in Chicago, this bride was having to scramble to go get a new wedding dress. What happened to her old wedding dress, the one that she had purchased, you know, specifically for her wedding? Well, they accidentally buried Grandma in it.
Oh no!
They said they the only
was Grandma dead.
Grandma was.
She did. She was dead. Okay.
That's not funny.
That's not funny.
But it is. Anyway, I'm sad to say Grandma passed away. Grandma had said she always wanted to be buried in her wedding dress. They actually had the two dresses in the same closet.
Okay.
Grandma's from years and years ago, new bride for her wedding that's coming up. Somebody accidentally grabbed the wrong one. They dressed her in it, and then it was a closed casket, so nobody noticed. And it wasn't until later somebody said, hey, where's the new wedding? Wait a minute. That's
It's on Grandma.
$2,300 dress, they say, and they were not going to dig Grandma up, so the bride had to hustle to go find another.
Oh boy!
Some people have said, why don't you just wear Grandma's dress, you know, as like a way to honor her.
It's probably old and crispy
it's
yellowy.
I don't blame her for getting a new one. What else is trending?
Check this witchcraft out. Alexa, your little smart speaker, will soon be able to hit you with a bit of nostalgia and speak to you in a loved one's voice, like your dead grandma wearing your wedding dress.
What?
There's new updates to the device that were revealed on Amazon's annual conference yesterday. They say that its new capability will enable lasting personal relationships. For example, they did ask Alexa to read a story in their grandmother's voice, and, you know, the grandmother had sadly moved on, and she read the little story there on the Alexa. And what you need to do is you need to, like, record, like, 2 or 3 minutes of somebody's voice, it sounds like, and the artificial intelligence can take that and completely recreate that person virtually, and they can talk to you whenever you want. Kind of cool. That's kind of creepy slash kind of cool.
Yeah, you know, they're talking about with audiobooks that they're going to use AI to use famous names to, like, you could have,
like,
Samuel L. Jackson voicing, you know, your audiobook, Gilbert Gottfried, you know,
voicing so this your technology audiobook. Is here.
And it's just all AI.
That's pretty neat. That's pretty cool.
Hey, let me jump in real fast. I have to go back one step to your story about the Tesla.
Yeah.
In Yellowstone, Mary Grace is listening to us in Inglewood. She just texted and she goes, "Hey boys, I think that Tesla guy is my Orange Theory instructor."
Really?
Yeah.
You think or you know? Or is this guy in your class saying, "Hey, my Tesla is locked up in Yellowstone"? Yeah. Oh, then she said, "Change your name." Oh boy.
Her preferred name, she says, is MG, but that's just short for Mary Grace. Okay. Or my God. Maybe it's since for
my
God.
My God, your Tesla's where?
My God, you can afford a Tesla teaching Orange Theory?
We need more deets, MG. Find out. It's crazy, crazy story.
Get us more.
What else is going on? There's possibly a new Broadway musical. What does that have to be, Broadway? Just a new musical coming, Back to the Future, with Marty McFly and Doc Brown. Zipping around in their little DeLorean, traveling through time. It's going to be a musical, backtothefuturemusical.com, coming to the States. Sounds like it's been floating around the UK for a while. So the actors that have been doing it there are going to be coming to America.
Where we're going, we don't need roads. Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Jumping gigawatts, jumping gigawatts. So that's coming. Have you had tickets to the Chris Stapleton concert?
Isn't your name Calvin Klein? Oh, isn't your name Calvin Klein?
He's in love with his mother. Love with his mother.
You are my density. You are my density.
Make like a tree and leave. Or what do you say? Make like a tree and get out of here. Make like a tree and get out of here.
That would be the chorus.
Yeah, that's good
he
stuff.
He would say... Make like a tree, and in the chorus, get out of here. We got this all worked out. We're going to choreograph
it. Awesome show. It's going to be really, really good. The Chris Stapleton concert has been moved again. They had to move it because of the hockey stuff that's going on. Now Chris Stapleton has COVID. So if you have tickets to this weekend show, I believe it was. I think Sunday, possibly. Mm-hmm. Now move to July 2nd and July 3rd. So
it was
going
to be tomorrow night. So it wouldn't have even mattered if they moved it to Sunday. It still wouldn't have been able to go
on. So anyway, he's got the COVID, so it's been postponed again. Mac and cheese is in trending this morning. This story says for the past 85 years, it's been out that long, you could wander into your local supermarket and buy a box of Kraft macaroni and cheese. But this summer, they're changing the name of it to just Kraft mac and cheese. They're removing the aroni. Just mac and cheese, which is fine because that's what everybody calls it. Nobody says, "Hey, Mom, make me a box of macaroni and cheese." Mom, make me some mac and cheese. I'm hangry. And that's me talking to my mom. What do you call it?
Still. I call it make me fat.
Make me fat and cheese. Here's another thing that's floating around the internet today. It's a pointless debate, and it has to do with juice boxes, you know, the little kids' juice boxes, and how you put the straw in. Normally, you poke the straw in and then the little bendy parts at the top so you can lean it towards you and take a sip. But now the big debate online is flipping it upside down and putting the bendy part in the box so it kind of, you know, hooks over and hits the corner inside so you get all your apple juice out. And people are like, why are you doing this? You can just move it.
People.
They say this is a better option, but then if you think about it too, that straw has a pointy end to poke through the little foil wrapper. So that would be sticking up in the air, and you could poke yourself in the face with that. That's not safe at all, Dom. The internet is losing.
You
today.
Are my density.
The internet is losing. We go from the AI of using somebody's voice to the pokey straw. The pokey part on the straw. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
On our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out this story today coming from the fine folks at Guinness. They are going to approve a new world record for the longest line of pink flamingos. You know, that plastic, those plastic ones you put in your yard. If you're wondering, 4,280 of them were lined up. And they are waiting for the official word from Guinness for the world record on that. So.
And then they'll all be adopted, I guess, by people?
I don't know. Stupid. Check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
There you go. That's all you get.